Hi, this is Sherry Kane, and welcome to the Insight Hour. We're going to be joined by Dr. Leonard Horowitz very soon. He's actually on his way to pick up a family member from the airport, so he called to let us know he'd be running a few minutes late. In the meantime, I want to say hi to everybody out there, and thank you again for joining us. I'd love to thank our sponsors. That's OxySilver.net, Healthy World Store, Healthy World Affiliates, and Don Newsom and family, and Seth. Thank you guys so much. And today we're going to talk about, let's see, what's on the news? Well, we're going to be heading over to Toronto, and we're going to a conference there. It's the Total Health Show. If any of you live out in Toronto, definitely join us this weekend for a great conference Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, booth 109. And we're also going to give out our next webinar that's coming up. We're going to give you special offers on that, as well as great discounts on all the amazing products. If you're familiar with the products, you know. If not, visit healthyworldaffiliates.com and check out our products on there. We have amazing products. We also have more products on healthyworldstore.com. These products are all natural. OxySilver is the world's most powerful silver hydrosol, and it's definitely great to prevent infectious diseases. And I know taking it that I never get sick anymore. So let's talk about what happened today with me. I was driving down the street, and I noticed I was in a neighborhood that was kind of run down, and it had a billboard that said, make a date to vaccinate. And it was sponsored by CBS. So the interesting thing is CBS is sponsoring vaccinations, which we've been talking about for weeks, and this billboard is right there saying make a date to vaccinate, which is targeting the demographics in that area where it was more run down. It was a lower demographical area where people may not even get on the computer. So we want to let everybody know, wake up, don't get vaccinated. We've been telling you for months. Dr. Horowitz has been telling you for years. It's one of the worst things with, they're injecting us with all kinds of poisons. I can tell you that it's getting more and more hard to eat our foods out there. We don't know what they're putting in them. The other day we were in the movies eating popcorn, got to near the bottom of the popcorn, and I could taste actual poison in my mouth. It was the most disgusting thing ever. I don't know. It was very chemical tasting, very strange. And I couldn't get rid of the taste. It was like on my tongue for hours and hours. So we want to just let you know that be careful what you eat. I don't know what they're putting into our foods, but I believe it's definitely, they're wanting to get rid of us. They're definitely out there for genocide. These people that we've been talking about for weeks, the Rockefellers, Rupert Murdoch, all the media people that are owning the pharmaceutical. Oh, is that you, Dr. Horowitz?
Hi there, yes.
Oh, I'm so happy you can join us.
Well, pleasure. Sorry I'm late this evening.
Well, everybody's waiting for you, and they're all so happy. I mean, I did try to carry the show without you, but of course it's not, you know, it can never be as good as when you're on it.
Are you kind? Thank you so much, Sherry. I'm sure you did a great job.
Well, we'll see. We'll see when we get the nasty email saying, oh, Dr. Horowitz, don't let it happen again.
Yeah, so where have you been? Where have you taken
the
show?
Well, I was talking about the billboard that I ran into while I was driving down the street. I took a picture of it, actually. It's going to be on my website, which is sherrykane.com. I'm going to put it on there, and we're also going to include it in our documentary that Dr. Horowitz is now working on day and night to get completed. I mean, it's amazing what you're doing with it. And we are almost done. I know we're on the last few seconds of it, but we were talking about telling people not to get vaccinated and saying, basically, I got poisoned with popcorn the other day in the movie theater, and I don't know what they're putting into our foods, but it's disgusting.
Yeah, you know, it's true, and I'm very concerned about Catherine Sebelius, the HHS, Health and Human Services Department Secretary, who's been pushing the vaccinations, just advanced an amendment to the vaccination legislation that completely slam dunks, I mean, closes the nails in the coffin for the indemnification of all of the drug industrialists. All of the vaccine manufacturers now are completely solidly protected against any liability in case of death or injury from vaccinations. And this is new. It just came out on the 5th of March, where the changes, the amendments, are taking place to give a complete free license to kill to the drug industry. And that's what they're doing. And what it's big concern for me, it ties into that poster that you saw, which was CBS advertising. CBS Broadcasting Company was advertising the H1N1 vaccinations. But across the country in North Carolina, a health department there, I guess they spilled the beans because they have a poster, and this was just put up on YouTube, of H5N1. And folks, if you don't know what that is, it's the avian flu that kills about 60% of the human beings that it infects. And it's been my prediction, if everything that we've been saying is true, and I believe it is, the greatest risk is the recombination of H1N1 with H5N1, because you see, that's what Baxter shipped. They've shipped H5N1, which is the avian flu that kills all those people. And that the health officials have been saying for years, if the worst case scenario occurs, there will be a strain of a flu that recombines with H5N1. So, you know, it wasn't difficult to read the writing on the wall. The writing on the wall says that they're going to have a recombination, and there's going to be a massive depopulation occurring because of that mutant recombinant, and that the H1N1 vaccinations, this is what kills me. It's like absolutely disgusting, despicable, total official malfeasance, genocide, that the officials don't realize, or they don't want to realize, they're too stupid to realize, that the H1N1 vaccines contain live, active viruses that easily recombine, and they spread. They shed from person to person, from a vaccinated person to a non-vaccinated person, or to a pet, or to a cat, or to a bird. And that the fact is that all you then have to have happening is one of these vaccine-induced infections in an animal that's infected with H5N1 to recombine with H1N1, and then you've got that spread. Now, if that doesn't happen accidentally, which is a great and grave risk, which is why I don't quite understand, other than total stupidity, why the public health officials and all the doctors wouldn't realize the greatest, gravest risk to humanity in civilization's history is what I'm talking about right now. Now, if that's too vague for them, then why don't they simply realize that the government, that the Central Intelligence Agency, that the biological weapons manufacturers that have manufactured all of these laboratory creations are essentially in a position now to release it and have it be simply blamed on accident or simply a spread of a virus that's out there, because you're never going to be able to trace it now that they've laid all of this foundation. You understand?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy what's going on out there. I mean, but the whole thing is that the people that are controlling it, they're keeping it like as if it's a good thing. You have Bill Gates getting on a conference saying that, you know, basically talking about population and control, and nobody's blinking an eye. It's like, is that natural? Is that normal? I mean, you know, is anybody reading between the lines?
Yeah, I totally agree. And in Pharma Whores, the new documentary that's just forthcoming, I'm praying that on March 15th we'll release it officially. But the segment that we have that has Bill Gates presenting at the TED meeting, wherein he's talking about depopulating significant. I mean, we're talking about, I say, at least 6 billion people had got to go, according to Ted Turner and George Soros and Bill Gates and the Rockefellers. They're targeting a gross depopulation. Now, this H1N1, H5N1 is the perfect scenario set up to do it. It's all been laid out, and that the propaganda has been most important, has been laid out heavily and effectively. and that in this presentation, Bill Gates actually comes out and says that with the vaccinations and the public health initiatives, this will reduce the population. Now, you got to think about this, folks, because if public health and vaccinations are so good, they protect people's lives, they keep people around longer, they keep people healthier, hogwash, it would be the opposite. What he's talking about is the opposite. He's talking about a significant 7 billion people presently on the planet, 6 billion got to go. He's talking about a significant percent. In fact, he calls it about 15%. So if you figure if there's 6 billion people that have got to go, 15%, we're talking about 600 million people. I mean, we're talking about a lot of people getting vaccinated and dying.
And nobody's blinking an eye when he says this, right? Nobody is saying anything. Everybody, it's Bill Gates, right? So whatever comes out of his mouth, you know, if it's the worst possible thing, it's okay. And if you know what the TED conference is, it's one of the largest invention conferences where you have people talking about these ideas that nobody's ever heard of, these innovative ideas and inventions. And so it's supposed to be people that are ahead of their time, the greatest thinkers of today. And I mean, I'd be think it would be great if we would attend this and say, here, we have an invention that's going to take out the World Health Organization and just get up there with him while he's talking about taking out the planet, and we get up there and talk about how we're going to take out the World Health Organization.
Yeah, well, I would highly encourage everyone to become an affiliate of HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. Go right now. You can go to HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. Sign up for free, become an affiliate of Healthy World Organization, and then you'll get engaged with all of the wonderful products that we've been developing to substitute, have alternatives, effective, highly effective alternatives to deadly vaccinations and toxic antibiotics. And more importantly is if we're going to cause the paradigm shift, if we're going to literally create a revolution in the way we think about healthcare, a whole paradigm is necessary to realize we're spiritual beings more than physical. And if that's the case, and we want to move in that direction in terms of eliminating the petrochemical pharmaceutical risks to not just humanity, but all of the biological world, everything right now is being taken out. Everything, species left and right are going extinct because of the genetic manipulations. Well, the realization that the products that we are advancing with Healthy World Affiliates are the most advanced products working energetically, bioenergetically or bioelectrically, electrogenetically. The DNA is actually an antenna. It's a vibration receiver and transmitter. Sound and light signaling. It's called photon-phonon emissions for intercellular communications and what is called cellular upregulation, meaning that from the cell, the energy coming through the DNA actually creates the cell and beyond, the communications go to form the tissues in a musical mathematical matrix that literally forms the human being. Every instant, moment to moment, we're actually manifesting in a quantum field that is essentially what it's called the kingdom of heaven in the religious world, but the quantum field is this musical mathematical matrix into which certain frequencies are being sung by the Creator right now that are manifesting us as bio-holographic, biology and holography. We're digital bio-holographic precipitations or crystallizations, miraculous manifestations of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water. And this is the great revelation. It's very simple. Water is the universal solvent. It can solve all the problems. Salve pollute, that's the fifth note of the original musical scale, is do, re, mi, fa, so. Salve pollute in Latin. Solve the pollution and the problem in English. Look up the definition, folks, in Webster's Dictionary of sol, S-O, in do, re, mi, fa, so, and you'll realize what I'm telling you, that's the meaning of it. And we have that frequency, we know the resonances for solving the pollution using the water. the universal solvent. And this is the revelation. So if you want to go to the TED meeting and revolutionize everything, this is the technology, the creator's technology, to do just that.
I think that we need to schedule you to be a speaker there, Lynn.
Okay, you got it. I'm happy to show up. You schedule it.
We can have Bill Gates giving out the bad news, and you'll just give out the good news.
That sounds really good, yeah. So I got to confront Bill Gates on the close to $1 billion he's given to inject poor people with toxic biochemical weapons called vaccinations and terminating those.
Exactly.
Lives.
They have who's paying for that huge CBS marketing campaign with the billboards in the neighborhoods that are all run down? Who's paying for those billboards? It's people like Bill Gates that are supporting this, and that's another way. They're on a huge marketing campaign.
Yeah, they've been spinning it. We've watched them spin a complete fraud. The H1N1 alleged pandemic was, from the very inception, a gross, disgusting fraud and a genocide perpetrated on the ignorant masses. And we've watched that. And now, after all of the fraud, we've articulated it, we've documented it, we've published about it. Even in the journal Medical Veritas, we have other publications. The world-leading geneticists have likewise stated that this was a man-made laboratory creation because of the genetic sequences. And the reality is that the mainstream media, as you well know, Sherry, you probably better than anybody on the planet, knows how controlling and controlled they are. And they're just spinning this so that it doesn't exist in their minds. It doesn't exist in their media, that there's no fraud. It's all real. The hype is for real. The vaccines are safe and effective, allegedly. It's gross, disgusting official malfeasance to claim safety and efficacy for any of these vaccinations, especially because there's never been any good risk-benefit analyses done. There's no science that shows that we're not killing and maiming more people than we're helping and saving, because really the data from the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting Service, that is the CDC's own database, shows that it's like Swiss cheese full of holes in the data, holes that cover up the fact that you have at least now 1,000 women in the United States alone who received the H1N1 vaccinations and spontaneously miscarried. Fetal abortions because of the nonoxynol 9, because of the other spermicides and the abortifactants that they put into the adjuvants from the vaccinations. These are the realities that are being spun into a great victory. In fact, this is what was in Catherine Sebelius's statements to Congress and to the press, that because the H1N1 response was so effective and we learned valuable lessons, and because we now know that even obese people, she claims, are at higher risk for the flu, then we're going to expand the coverage for the drug industrialists to indemnify them against any liability in case somebody should be killed or maimed from getting vaccinated.
Well, they have a new marketing campaign. They're preparing for the fall. And I believe that within next year, it's probably going to be much, much worse with the vaccinations than it was this year as far as them. We saw how they were plugging the vaccinations. My prediction is going to be like on overdrive, and now they're said they're not just going to target certain demographics and certain, you know, age groups. Now they're going to just target everybody. They said everybody should have a vaccination for this fall, because it's going to be much worse. The H1N1 virus strain is going to be much, much worse. They're predicting it's going to be much worse. No, they're creating it to be much worse. We're living in such scary times, Lynn. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, I'm afraid to eat foods now. I'm afraid, like, what they're putting in them. And thank God, I know I have God in my life, because I don't think I'd ever eat again. Really, I wouldn't. If I didn't have faith, I don't think I'd ever eat again.
Well, I think, Sherry, that's the most important point to bring up, is how powerful faith and heartfelt loving intention for keeping yourself and your loved ones healthy. Faith and prayer combined with that heartfelt loving intention is really all that's required again, if you understand that we're bioenergetic beings, we're biospiritual beings, and there's nothing missing, there's nothing broken, there's no dis-ease in the kingdom of heaven or in the musical mathematical matrix. We now know in that matrix, the heart of that matrix, the fundamental frequency vibration of the universe for optimal sustenance is love, is 528 hertz frequency. And so folks that are listening, if you want to check it out, go to love528.com. That's love, L-O-V-E, 528.com. And this week we're not broadcasting because of technical difficulties on love528tv.net, but we have a live stream going right now. Actually, it's a recorded stream. Right now we're on bbsradio.com going live, audio only. But the reality is we've got a television program. 528tv.net is where you can get there on the internet. And if you people realize how simple the Creator operates to sustain and uplift and heal everything that's in dissonance or everything that, or anything that's out of the harmony, anything in disharmony or dissonance to the Creator's heartfelt love is what the essence of sin, from the Greek archery term, being off the mark. Your arrow sinned when it missed the bullseye. And that's where we are in our lives. We're either in with the flow and we have no disease. We're either in love and in harmony with the Creator's love in 528 frequency, or we are in sin. We are out of whack. We're out of sorts. We're out of the harmony. And in that dissonance is where the dis-ease comes from. And so the most important protection of all is this heartfelt loving intention to protect yourself, to call in the angels of protection, to have the Creator sustain you through the musical mathematics of love. And that is our destiny as a planet, as a civilization. That is the now revelations that we have, that we're advancing. That's our mission with the Tetrahedron Publishing Group and Tetrahedron Films and the Tetrahedron Records, is to promote 528 and love and what this whole transformation, paradigm shift and evolution into a higher level consciousness and true spiritual protection. That's where we are right now.
And that's the best place to be. And we know, like, it's all a total, like, learning experience. And each day, I mean, all of us have to learn and grow and just figure out how to get there. I mean, there's no directions, you know. It's kind of like you put your faith there and you just follow the path. And anything that doesn't really flow easily or it's really difficult, if you find yourself on a path, it's just really difficult and you keep hitting a wall no matter what. It's like it's never, like, there's never any harmony or peace, then I think it may be the wrong path for you. And so that's the way I learned to live my life. And I think you have too. Is that not true?
Well, you know, that's really a challenge for me. I'm still learning and I'm growing and I'm praying that it continues. I'm being blessed. But the reality is that I still have lacking patience as a virtue.
Yeah, we all do. I mean, we all are learning. You know, it's all of us. Patience, tolerance, and just being able to, if somebody attacks you or says anything that makes you feel bad, not to react to it, and learn how to just be in peace with yourself and just be able to be in love too. I mean, you need to love yourself and love yourself and then love others and just be more accepting and non-judgmental. And that's what we're all going through. We're all trying to get there.
Right. Because if the Creator is with you or for you, then who can stand against you?
Right.
Zero. Nobody. Nothing. And so that's, I mean, I still get angry and I get irritated and I get, you know, short-tempered. And the reality is, I think we all are, and I think it's one of those times where, you know, we're like living Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model. Everything is falling apart. The economy's gone, the pot. The reality is that the culture is deranged. It's completely sick. Public health is actually infection promotion. And the reality is this whole Babylonian kingdom that we have all bought into, we've attached to it because we were brought up in it, we were indoctrinated into the American dream, we were attached to the false gods, the medical deities, you know, we pray to science instead of the creator, and the reality is that all of these are false attachments that if we simply get back to the fundamentals of who the creator is and or is not, and who in us it can vibe to that, who in us can literally attach to that, then we go through Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model with a little more wisdom. Because that model says, number one, in the beginning when you're faced with a horrible, tragic reality, such as you're losing your life or you're losing a loved one, here in this case we're losing the cult. The whole cult is falling apart because it doesn't make any sense. It's toxic. And so we got to go through, first of all, anger. You know, we get angry. First, the first step is denial. Now, that's where everybody is. Isn't everybody in denial just about?
I think that most people are in denial. I mean, it takes us time sometimes to realize, well, wait a minute, this is really true. I mean, it takes some really deep soul searching to come to terms with some of the things about our own selves. And sometimes we know them, we just don't want to look at them, but we really have to look at all of those things about ourselves. Even if we might not believe that we do things that make other people feel bad, we may be doing those things. And so we really have to say, you know what? I'm not always as nice as I want to be or as nice as I can be. Something's, you know, not right. I'm not really right with who I'm supposed to be. And I need to, like, really... I need to express love more. I need to show love more and patience and just understanding. And that's a learning curve. It's a learning experience. For me, it's been a challenge to open up my heart and to be able to say, you know, I accept people even if I feel hurt by them or I take offense to what they may say or maybe what they're saying about me is true and I need to look at it. And that is really hard to actually say and do, I think.
Yeah, that's like taking it down to your own person, and that it multiplied by 7 billion people on the planet, you have a major denial problem here, because we're all into this, denying our connection to the Creator, number one. We are literally dumbed down and spiritually deprived. That has been the miseducation, the indoctrination, has been to get us out of our Godhead, so to speak. You know, as Reverend Roxy used to talk about on this program. Hey, Reverend Roxy, if you're listening, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the reality is, okay, we got to go through denial, says Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, before we get to anger. We then begin to, you know, and there's some bargaining along the way, you know. She basically denial, and then there's bargaining where, for example, you've got the vaccination risk awareness movement saying, well, not all vaccines are bad, are they? Or we're not saying that all vaccines are bad. You know, they're playing politics. The fact is that they're hideous genocidal weapons, and anybody that's going to really look at the truth who isn't telling the truth, well, just look at the Bible. You're a watchman, and if you don't tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and it's only the truth that shall set people free, then you're going to have the blood on your hands. So, it's really hypocrisy to claim yourself as a vaccine risk awareness advocate or an activist and state that, oh, maybe some vaccines are good, or say that, well, we're not opposed to all vaccinations. We want a green vaccines, which is actually, it's ridiculous. You got to be a moron to understand. How the hell can you green plutonium? You can't green mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, toxic waste, biochemical weapons being injected into humanity's bloodstream. You're not going to green that. And so the reality is that, and especially with all the suppressed things like oxysilver, they've suppressed. But so bargaining doesn't cut it either. And then the third level is anger. You get to where you're really angry, and this is where, you know, they're supposedly, allegedly, these guys flying their airplanes into the IRS office, and a guy walking into the Pentagon to shoot people. You know, there's anger. And this is also being promoted by the media. It's a fraud. It's actually trying to foment terrorism and reactionism and this militant patriotism. It is engaging this because that's what's making the money. Make the money, honey. How do you do that? Well, you make people angry, and you get them out there rioting and revolting and shooting. And now you've got a incentive to build a military, and you have justification to advance the incarceration system, where now the penal system, the prisons are getting more money than educational programs, when our children are deprived of all of these wonderful things, because now we've got so many people going to jail, and we've got all the police and all the military folks and the National Guard. The focus on military solutions instead of peaceful solutions is insane. We're living in an insane world. Now, you got to get beyond anger, says Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. You got to get to this place where you accept the way it is. And acceptance is what we're talking about, Sherry. When you look at yourself and you're unhappy with some aspect of your responding to circumstances, where you get plugged in, or when I get plugged in to things that make me impatient or angry, that attachment, it's a choice. We are literally making the choice, and in that choice, we're making a choice to sin. It is a choice to sin because the Creator is in balance. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. The Creator's heart is full of love and forgiveness and thankfulness. And the reality is we're either connected to that, in sync with that, in harmony with that divinity, or we're out of it. And the attachment into something other than that warmth, that love, that nurturance, that total uplift. And look at the wisdom I'm sharing right now. Look at King Solomon, the wealthiest man in the history of the planet. What did he want? He didn't want money. He wanted wisdom. And this was the wisdom. He got to build the Creator's temple. His father couldn't do it. David sinned. The Creator said, no, sorry, you're not worthy. But the son who asked for wisdom, and this is the number one wisdom, because if the Creator's with you, who can be against you? If the Creator's with you, then guess what? There's no reason to get upset about anything. If you got a problem, give it to the Creator. It's the Creator's problem if you're a humble servant of the Creator and you're simply doing the will and way of the Creator to serve the Creator and serve humanity to the best of your ability. If that's the case, there's nothing to worry about. So teachers teach in order to learn. You preach what it is that you need to learn, the lessons you need to learn. So what I'm sharing tonight are my lessons. And if you feel that you can identify with them and they're your lessons too, what a blessing.
I think you should have a program on Sundays right around the same time as Joe Osteen.
Well,
you'd be great.
You have to fix me up with that.
You'd have to have it'd be a very inspirational hour with you, and people would just listen to the message. It's a message, definitely, and the message is definitely coming from God. I mean, this is definitely something we all need to know and learn, and we all can relate to what you're saying right now.
Yeah, it's a blessing to be providing that knowledge and that information. You know, from my heart, I feel so blessed and thankful to the Creator and to the protective angels and all the wonderful things and the people like you that have come into my life and that have been blessing me in the process of revealing the greatest secreted truths of all time. Because again, you got to secret the truth in order to manipulate the population into something that they are not.
Right.
You know, we are not dumbed down mind control slaves. We are superhuman beings. We're part of the divine family. We're part of the brothers and sisters of the Messiah. We have that in us. The maturation period now is this spiritual renaissance that's unfolding in our hearts. And we're in a process, we're grasping this connection of divine that we have. and the capacity we have to stay healthy and well. And I'll tell you, I'm so grateful to my grandfather, you know, this Orthodox Jew who would, for 3 hours a day, lake tefillin. He would literally bind his wrists and his forehead with the scriptures and meditate and pray devoutly to the Creator in Hebrew for just thankfulness most of the time. And he lived until he decided to die, and he only died because he wanted to die. He was full of cancer for the last 20 years, according to the autopsy report. There was no reasonable explanation for the man to be alive for 20 years. But what kept him alive was that faith. And if you look at the very common scientific determination whereby spouses, when one spouse dies, very commonly, very shortly, the other spouse dies. There is a will. We have a human will that's very powerful, most powerful when it's aligned with the Creator's will for us to live and fulfill our destiny. If we align our will with the Creator's will and go with that flow, then what happens then? Nothing can stop us. Basically, that's the reality. And you choose it, and what gives you the key is that faith that you talked about, Sherry?
Yes.
You know, it's the faith, and basically that opens the door to having a relationship. Because if you lose your faith in anything, there's no relationship. You lose your faith in a partner, a business partner, or even an employee. There's a doomed relationship. Same thing with the Creator. The same thing. You know, the relationship is doomed if you give up on faith. And that's why it's the key. It's the principal key, along with prayer, which is the sound, ideally, of the sung words.
And you know, what you're saying makes so much sense, because if you really, truly are in faith, and I know there's times that I am, and sometimes when I'm not, like all of us, we all go in and out of faith. I mean, even Mother Teresa had problems with her faith, according to the people closest to her. And so you think about that. When I'm really, I know for myself, when I'm really, 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 like, aware of how strong my faith is in God, like, I know, and I know that I have the presence of God within me. I have, he's protecting me, or she's protecting me. I know it. And my feelings are that he would never forsake me. He would never hurt me. He's not going to allow anything to hurt me, because that's not what God is about. Not, God is not about hurt. God is about love. And so if you put your faith completely in God and you know it, then there's no room for feeling like you'll get hurt or feeling like God is going to hurt you, because that's not what God's about.
Right. And it's just actually what's fascinating about the Creator. You know, it's so amazing. It's a mind blower for me, actually, to realize how the Creator works. The Creator allows us, because the Creator gave us free will, it's the greatest blessing, but it's also the greatest curse. The greatest blessing in that we get a chance to choose righteousness, choose right standingness. When you're right standing in the kingdom of heaven, when you're right standing in the music of divinity, that love blessing for optimal sustenance, when you're in that flow, when you're in that clear channel broadcast from the Creator's heart into our hearts on this 528 channel, when you're in that, basically, you are completely sustained and protected, and that this whole concept of attaching to anything other than that is really crazy. But you see, we have the choice, and we choose constantly to attach to things that are lesser than divine, lesser than loving, lesser than anything other than peace and harmony and divinity and creativity.
And why do we do that? Why do we just automatically go that way?
Well, because we are born into this planet in trauma. That's what happens. You know, the opportunity is this. if you're not whacked on the ass when you come out of the womb, you know, and you float in water like my son Aaron did. You know, you've met Aaron, you've played with Aaron, and you know Aaron pretty well, don't you, Sherry?
Yes.
You notice he's a very special child. He's pretty much always happy, isn't he?
Yes.
You know, and he has he's very intelligent, but he doesn't think like most children, does he?
No, I think he's in love with the imaginary world, and who can blame him?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Who can blame him? You know, so the question, you know, my challenge is as a good responsible dad is to how to integrate him into the physical reality that can be pretty harsh, but at the same time maintain one of those feet that he's got in the kingdom of heaven and allow him to be in that wonderful, blessed world, you know, in peace. And so, and joy, because he's got so much joy. But this is kind of like the model, is how do we maintain that relationship? Well, it doesn't get maintained from pain when you're smacked on the butt, immediately, instantaneously rocked into pain, and then you start to live a life in Babylon, this deceptive, you know, manipulative type of world that we live in, where we think we know what we're doing. We've given our faith over to the gods of science and medicine that tell us, well, we got to smack people around in order to wake them up, you know, and we've got to traumatize people, and then all of a sudden, you know, the parents get engaged. And I can only go back, I was born in 1952, so you know, it was after the war, and it was as we were now beginning to establish it was the Cold War at that point, and you know, there was a lot of fear about nuclear weapons, and this is the indoctrination that has taken place in the most powerful science. The most incredibly powerful science is behavioral science. Behavioral science using propaganda for mind control and population manipulation, so that we were all engaged in thinking we've got to arm ourselves because the Soviets are going to develop nuclear weapons and we've got to beat them. And then you had the Cuban Missile Crisis, and you had all, you know, this Kennedy assassination, and you had all this stuff happening that engages one's fear orientation to society, to each other. And then you have the agenda to divide the sheeple, to conquer the flock. You divide not only rich from poor and black from white, gay from straight, Jew from Gentile, Christian from Muslim. You not only divide those people, but you divide the families up. You make moms and dads both have to work and children be engaged. No child left behind. They haven't got, you know, 10 minutes without homework. And they've got, you know, basically barely enough time for a family to get together for dinner and basically see each other at the dinner table before the children go off and play their video games or watch TV. And the guys go off and drink their beers and they watch football. And the women go off and they have their dinners out with the girls and, you know, figure out what's going on with their family. You know, and it's a complete attachment to such meaningless crap. When it all comes down to it, when everything is said and done, the greatest values in life are those of love and togetherness and the traditions. You know, there's the traditions that were beautiful. You know, the culture that we have given up for this American culture, where got to have, you know, two sports cars and two different garages and televisions in every room and cell phones, now cancer sticks giving you brain cancer. All of these insane things that we have attached to as a substitute for what was free. What was free was love. What was free was caring. What was free was this family togetherness. What was free was working together as a family for goals, like the family farmers used to do. And so that is one of the problems that only came about because of the media's manipulation of the mass mind. And for us to bring ourselves back to basics and health and peace on earth, we've got to go back and say, what is fundamental to our relationships? And I think that's where I think the love message and this faith in Creator, in Source, and then understanding that we can bring that into our relationships in family, community, state, nation, and world. That's the reverse engineering process that we must now go through in order to create a healthy world.
Definitely. And if we can all realize that we're all brothers and sisters and start caring for each other more, then people won't be so quick to go to wars, regardless of how glamorous they make the military look and how they promote it at every given chance and every parade and every circus and every amusement park. It's in every film. They are always glorifying the military and making it look like it's such a great thing. And then they're offering these great college scholarships for going to the military and great health benefits. And people see it as an opportunity, like for them to have a better life. But in reality, you don't know what can happen to you once you sign away yourself. You go to war, you get blown up, you're fighting for some cause that's not even something that you even ever thought about or should be involved in, because it's a personal war, not your war. These wars that were created are not any of our wars. It's something that they created so they could divide us up and can conquer us. And once people realize that's the truth, they'll stop fighting in these wars. Once we can realize that we all are brothers and sisters, that we come from one, then we'll stop really look at other people from other countries and say, you know, they're my brothers and sisters. They may not speak the same language as me. They may not look like me, but they are. So,
totally agree. You know, we've got about 4 minutes left before the end of the hour. So let me recommend people, again, go to Healthy World Affiliates, healthyworldaffiliates.com. It's a modest start. It's a modest beginning that you'll be engaged in by signing up, registering as a member of our organization, and it is a cooperative. And, yes, you can make a lot of money doing it. The major effort is in service to the Creator and humanity and each other as brothers and sisters. But, yep, you can make a lot of money doing some great things like saving a lot of people's lives. As we enter into this period now of great tribulation, that is the book of Revelation being played out now with the great plagues. And as we mentioned earlier, the H5N1 is on our doorstep. It appears now. It appears as though we're going to have a combination of H5N1 with H1N1. The authorities are totally preparing. They're feeding us the propaganda. We can read the propaganda. We can read the science, or the pseudoscience, and we can read also the real science. And it all appears to be that they're going to create a major depopulation bioweapon, and through the vaccinations administer at least enough of it that it's going to start the ball rolling, and then they'll have all the excuses. So I would urge people to get OxySilver. I would urge people to start detoxifying their bodies, to begin to vibrate to the extent that I'm talking about. Use a lot of great minerals, love minerals. There's a love mineral product on healthyworldaffiliates.com. Read up about that, because energy is all from electrons, and the monoatomics and the diatomic elements and the platinum group elements and the colloidal silver, or the monoatomic silver, the monoatomic gold, really good pure stuff, not the garbage stuff that's out there, really great good pure stuff that's been advanced for our organization, is the finest in the world. And so if you want to uplift your, not just your immunity, but your bio-spirituality, do what I'm telling you. Get on to healthyworldaffiliates.com, register, read up on all the products, and then if you can, make it to the conference call. I understand there's going to be a conference call scheduled in April, and then a series of seminars that I'm going to be teaching and sharing, and then collaborating with you folks listening who sign up as an affiliate. It's for free right now. It's free. We're not going to charge anything. You're going to have a lot of valuable things given to you, which is fine, and that you'll be able to then be a blessed service to many, many others in saving lives and prospering.
And again, if you're in Toronto or you're going to be there this weekend, just definitely come and visit us at the Total Health Show, and we're going to be at booth 109.
Thank you, Sherry. I didn't know that. Yeah, booth 109 at Total Health Expo 2010 Toronto this coming weekend. I think we will be there Friday, late afternoon is when it starts. We'll be there some Friday night, Saturday, all day. I'm giving, I think, two or three lectures this weekend coming up. I'll have to look at the schedule again and prepare on the plane going out there because I've got the documentary to do. Folks, we've come to the end of the Insight Hour. Let me recommend that you stay tuned to Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on this fabulous BBS Radio Network. Love you guys.
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.